There is power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Praise God. Well, tonight's our prayer meeting night, and we're going to have a time of worship and look into God's Word, and then we'll spend some time in prayer. There's a lot to pray about. Praise God. And I want you all to feel free to pray out. When you do, pray nice and loud so others can hear you. If you're on your knees and your head is buried in your chair, take the chair out of your mouth before you pray. I'm sorry we had to cancel the boat ride tonight. There was danger of sunburn. And so, actually, it started drizzling. And it was the right call. But then the sun came out again. So, interesting. It's been like that today, hasn't it? So, but we'll have another chance tomorrow, perhaps. Praise God. But we're having such a wonderful time together. And God has been so good to us. And the sunshine is always shining in our hearts. And that's the most important thing. And that's going to shine brightly tonight, I'm sure. Praise God. You know, I have a pool at home. And, you know, when the summer comes around, we take the cover off. And then if the water's dirty, we have to start filtering it, putting in the chemicals. And one summer, I'm sure I've told the story before, but one summer I couldn't get that pool clean. And I tried so hard. We ran the filter for hours, and then we got every chemical you can think of. I went to the pool store, and they sold me this, and he said, oh, you need this, and you need this, and that. So I bought it all, and I put it all in. Didn't do any good. As a matter of fact, I burnt out my filter running it so long, the motor. So I got a new filter, and I said, Lil, the summer's almost over, but I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to go to this fella here. So I went to him, and he said, well, I got a friend that knows about this stuff. And so he got on the phone, and he called his friend. And his friend said, well, the first thing you got to do is make sure that the hoses are in the right place. And he said, you know, the hose that draws water out of the pool should be on the top, and the one putting it back should be on the bottom. So I said, hold it a second. So I called Lily on my phone. I said, Lily, look out the window. Where's the hose that's supposed to... I had the hoses backwards. My hoses were upside down. The top one was on the bottom, and the bottom one was on the top. And it was a strange thing. As soon as I went home, I changed the hoses, and the water cleared up like in no time. And $200 later, we could swim again. You know, I learned a lesson. You know, sometimes people, when they think about God, they got them all upside down. Instead of a smile, they see a frown. You know, they say a frown is just an upside-down smile. And, you know, their image of God is, it's upside down. He's always angry with them. He's always frowning on them. He's never satisfied. You feel that way sometimes, or you're tempted to think that way? But, you know, we sang this morning, Jesus smiles and he loves me too. We talk about the favor of God. We talk about the smile of God. You know, I don't expect my children to be perfect, but I love them. And especially when they were little, well, they made a lot of mistakes, like all children do. There were things they were not able or capable of doing, but they brought me such joy. And I think our Heavenly Father looks at us that way as well. Sometimes we expect more of ourselves than He does, and we forget that He loves us and that He smiles. There are things about our life that please Him, things that He has wrought. Sometimes He's pleased with our desire. Sometimes He's pleased with our effort. And I love that about Jesus. One time I was quite disappointed in myself. I had gotten myself into a trial, and I don't think I handled it very well. And I came to Pilgrim Camp, and Brother Gardner came over to minister to me. And he didn't know what was going on in my life at that time. But the Lord spoke through him, and as he prayed over me, the Lord said, I see your desire to please me. He didn't scold me. He didn't call my faults to my attention. He encouraged me. The Lord encouraged me. The Lord called attention to the thing in my life that was pleasing him. You know, that did me a world of good. Just to know that I wasn't a lost cause, that Jesus saw something in me that he could still work with. That was better than if I would have got a good scolding. It made me want to love him all the more and make me want to put forth more of an effort to get right and to please him and to seek him. Maybe Jesus is smiling at you tonight. Maybe he'd like to straighten that out and turn things around. God is not always frowning. He loves us. He delights in us. The Bible tells us he delights in mercy. We read that in Micah the other day in our church. He delights to show mercy. It brings him joy to love you in a way that you don't deserve. And so let's bring him joy tonight. And let's thank him for his love. And let's believe that we have a God that isn't always frowning on us, but he's just trying to encourage us to keep on keeping on for him. Praise God. Let's sing number 37, My Wonderful Lord. And there it talks about your reward is just knowing that you're pleasing him. You'll see that in one of these verses. Let's worship the Lord together. It's nice to have Chris with us. Chris has joined us today. He came all the way up from New York City. I think he walked. It took him about 3 days to get here. No, he had to come a little bit later. His dad drove him up. I had a nice time with him. We took a little tour of the camp. It was their first time. Chris was here as a camper, but it was his father's first time, I think, here. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually spending... Well, he had to turn around and go back home because he's got to go to work tomorrow. So he's a better man than I am, that's for sure. But we welcome you, Chris, and we're glad that you're on the staff. He's working in the kitchen. They tell me that he's catching on really good. He's washing all the paper plates. No. And I know that the staff has welcomed him, and I see that he fits right in. Praise God. Number 37.
Since I yielded the control.
the story, Chariots of Fire. That was Eric Little. And they made a movie out of that. Some of you might not realize that Eric Little was in the same Japanese internment camp or concentration camp as Sister Pearl Young. Some of us know Sister Pearl Young. She came and ministered at camp years ago. Godly woman, walked with God. And she was there when he was there. And I always remember the part of the story in his life where he knew that he was called to the mission field, but he knew that it wasn't time yet. And so he said, you know, the Lord has called me to be a missionary, but he's also made me fast. He's having this conversation with his sister. And he said, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. I like that. He felt that when he was running, you know, and, you know, using the gift that God had given him, that he felt the pleasure of God. He felt God's smile upon his life. Eventually, he did go on to the mission field, and he actually died in that concentration camp of sickness. But God used him and made him a great blessing. He knew that he wanted to be where God wanted him to be when God wanted him to be there. And he knew that right now God was pleased that I run in the Olympics, that I use God's gift for his glory. And of course, he's known as the man who refused to run on Sunday and was true to his conviction that he had in his heart. And that opened the door for him to minister the gospel in many places as God gave him that platform. And then when he went to the mission field, God used him in other ways. Praise God. But I think about that also in connection with the smile of God. When I run, I feel his pleasure. Hallelujah. When you use the talents that God has given you, you can feel his pleasure too. That's why he gave them to you, so that you could use them for his glory. And all of you are gifted in one way or another. All of us are. God has invested something in every one of us. And as we develop it and consecrate it to God, then we can glorify him in that particular way and feel his pleasure as well. Praise God. Before we sing that last verse, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for a good day. You've been so dear to us, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful fellowship that we've been enjoying with one another, getting to know each other, even the children, Lord. They're so precious. And Lord, we just know that your hand is upon them. We pray, Lord, that you'll have your way, continue to manifest yourself. We pray that you will be pleased with this meeting, that you will be pleased with the way we give ourselves to you, Lord, and partake of your grace. It pleases you when we receive that which you offer us. And so, Lord, help us to be good takers tonight. We pray that have your way in this meeting. And give us anointing in prayer and faith for every need. And Jesus, we pray that as we call upon you for others, that we won't miss our portion. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Verse 4. Thou art fair to me, fairest Father. Thou art never like any bird. For thou ancient of days, thou art worthy of praise. Thou art wonderful.
hallelujah. My wonderful Lord, I love you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
that means get out of my way. Let me do what only I can do.
Thanks.
Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we need to get still before the Lord so that he can just do what he wants to do without our interfering. He does a much better job than we ever could. Hallelujah. Sure we found that out? Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we want to thank you that we gather together in your name tonight. We're near to you. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you that you hear and answer our prayers, oh God. You love us with an everlasting love and loving kindness you draw us to yourself. We pray, oh God, work in us your pleasure, the will and to do of your good pleasure.
Yes, Lord.
Come to us. Help us to pray as we are. Help us to believe as we are. Help us to see you, oh God, as our victor, as the one who is able, oh God, to do exceeding abundantly of those other prayers.
Thanks, Lord.
We pray for our brother Bob Hetfield, oh God, who's been with us so many years. You know his need at this time. Father, thank you that we can lift him up to you, believe you to minister of your fullness to him, O God.
Yes, Lord, come to our brother.
Yes, Lord. Touch him and make him well, O God. Stretch with him. We thank you. And we pray that you would be glorified and raising him up, showing your glory.
Yes, Lord.
O God.
Hallelujah. Meet our brother today. Manifest yourself.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.